It's not so easy to segue here to our next story, hence that music you just heard. And that usually means it's a perfect candidate for our weekly Sideways Glance segment. That's where we carve out some space for our quirkier tales. So in that spirit, let's talk toilets. Or in this case, discomfort about toilets. Oh, and the cultural misunderstandings about toilets. It's something that our friend Alina Simone isn't ashamed to say she's thought a lot about.
Recently, I paid a visit to my alma mater and learned that they're putting in eco-toilets, with little signs next to the handles that say, up for number one, down for number two. Oh God, I headed straight for my dad's office. My dad emigrated from the Soviet Union almost 40 years ago and teaches physics at my old university. I asked him if he knows what up for number one, down for number two means. He looked at me for a long time and went, does that mean they're installing automatic toilet seats? Cultural misunderstandings are a lot more high stakes in the lab. Back when I was a singer and touring Italy, I remember confronting a bathroom with a gleaming bidet and no toilet paper in sight. So what's the drill? I asked my host, trying to be cash. What happens after the bidet? He seemed totally confused by my question. You use a towel, he told me. As in, everyone uses the same towel. For people who feel like sharing a toilet seat is Shakespeare-level tragic, the communal toilet towel really takes things to a new level. On the other hand, Italians consider our dependence on toilet paper far from ideal.
When I've been traveling by myself and like touring or, you know, staying at people's house, I really, really missed it.
That's Martina Rossi, lead singer of the band You and Me and the Coffin. She's Italian and she's talking about my arch nemesis, the bidet.
In Italy, where I live, it's just like something that everybody has. It's just like a regular furniture in Italian people's house, I guess. You have not much time and you can't take a shower. It's just like very fast and very useful.
Okay, so how does she manage when she's touring the US?
We have something that I find very, very useful, wet tissues, like for the babies. How do you call them? Like wipes, yeah. Wipes are very, very, can be a solution.
Apparently, a lot of us feel that way about wipes, so much so that it's wreaking havoc on sewage systems from Los Angeles to London. Forget what the package says, don't flush wipes.
What's the matter, John?
Oh, it's those disposable wipes. They really choke me up.
Personally, I've had a lot more experience with really lo-fi toilets abroad. I'm talking about latrines, outhouses, roadside weeds. A hole in the ground isn't always the most aesthetically pleasing way to go, but hey, at least you know what to do. That's not always the case with the high-end options.
Okay, yeah, I walk in and I see this thing which looks like a spaceship.
My dad again, encountering another alien bathroom presence, the Japanese washlet.
I tried pushing at some of these buttons, but then the water started coming out from some random directions. And so I don't know. I was totally bewildered by this machine.
To be fair, this is a complicated model, and all those buttons were labeled in Japanese. But my hopes of encountering a toilet-sized spaceship are dashed when I visit the New York showroom of Toto, the company that invented the washlet. Everything looks pretty normal and is labeled in clear English. Oh, but Dad, this is where you'll find the automatic toilet seats. And it turns out the washlet does all the heavy lifting for you.
So once the washing cycle is completed, then there's a dryer. And with the combination of the wash and the dry, there's really no need for a paper product.
Lenora Campos is the U.S. spokeswoman for Toto, and her enthusiasm for her product is infectious.
When you have one and you have a dinner party in your home, for example, it's the bathroom with the washlet becomes a focal point.
An estimated 75% of homes in Japan have a washlet. And I have to say, I left the Toto showroom a believer. The remote control powered washlet will warm your seat and remember your preferences, just like a laptop. It even cleans itself. Toilet paper just seems totally analog now. And so do old-school bidets, which reminds me of the question that's nagged me ever since that first encounter. Is the communal toilet towel really a long-standing Italian tradition?
Are you kidding me? No, really?
Yeah, really.
That's really weird.
For the world, This is Alina Simone from New York.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All you ever wanted to know about toilets. If you want to check out our other Sideways Glance stories, we've collected them for you on our website. You can find them at pri.org/sidewaysglance.